Hello, everyone. My name is Leslie Cunningham, and I'd like to welcome you to the Tuesday Live Richly call. And we have these calls the first three Tuesdays of each month. They last 30 minutes long, so it makes it really easy to put it into our busy schedule. And if you want more information about these calls or any free resources, I have a free resource page on my website that has lots and lots of information, all for, you know, including like credit card calculators, retirement calculators, how to pay off your debt. There's some great resources there. So check that out at springwindcoaching.com. And I like to begin these calls by just briefly saying why we have these calls. You know, we're so busy, we're inundated with information sometimes, and it seems like the last thing we have time to do is to make time for some of the important things in our lives, which is what I'm going to be talking about today on this call. So why do we get together to have these calls? These calls are designed to empower you and give you the tools to live a quality, rich life. And when I say that, I'm speaking about a quality, rich life in terms of your finances, meeting and exceeding your financial goals, and your relationship with your partner, building a wealthy relationship with your partner. And the third reason is to learn how to live our lives the way that we really want. So these three reasons are why we have these calls. Because let's face it, if we're carrying too much debt, if we have too many bills coming in, if we're consistently overspending, if we're so busy, we don't have time for the things that really matter, then we are not living this quality, rich life. So we get to stand up and live our lives in a much bigger way by putting the most important things first. Which brings me to my topic for today's call. It's the title of this call, if you notice in the email, is to create more money by putting first things first. And I'll just share my personal story around this, and then I'm going to ask a couple of questions around this concept to kind of find out what it brings up for those of you that are on the call. And so let me just start by sharing my personal story. As I mentioned in the email, I was going for my morning run last week, and I was listening to Stephen Covey's tapes, his audio tapes, on the book First Things First. And, I mean, these are old. I didn't even have, you know, like I said, they're tapes. They're not CDs. So I was really fascinated and just by hearing some of the things that he was sharing. And I've listened to this book before, and I've listened to it several times, actually, and it was such a great reminder. And some of the things that he was sharing, I started thinking about them in terms of making money, not just in a general sense of everything in our life, which is really important. I talk about that, you know, how to create balance in our life. But how can we apply these concepts to making more money in our life? And when I say making more money, I'm talking about in terms of, you know, our personal finances and our careers. You know, how can we focus on these first things first? So, and I'm also teaching a class here in Bozeman called Get a Life for Successful Professionals Who Feel Like They're Too Busy to Have One. So, of course, I've been thinking about this concept in terms of life balance. And the third reason that I was inspired by this, the focus for today's call, is because so many of my clients that I work with, so many of my clients come to me and tell me that they really struggle with putting the important things first. They don't have enough time. They don't know what to focus on. We get distracted. We get sidetracked, and we feel overwhelmed. So if we can get this concept and start applying it at a personal level, we are giving ourselves a lot of power. The better we get at putting first things first, the sooner, we can make the income we desire, we can have more time and ease, we can have a better relationship with our spouse, we won't have to argue about debt and feel strapped for money, and we can feel better about ourselves because, you know, even though we still won't be able to do everything that we want to do on our to-do list or in our life, but at least we know that we are doing the right things. So with that introduction, I just have, you know, two questions that I'm just going to throw out there, and you don't even maybe just say who you are, and then you can just respond, you know, just throw some responses out there. When I say the phrase, first things first, what does that mean to you personally? What are some of the ideas that come up in your mind when I say first things first?
Taking care of, this is Allison from Bozeman, taking care of yourself, just physically, for me.
Great. Okay, taking care of yourself physically. That's a big one. What else?
This is Kathleen, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I kind of got the same thing. It was more, but I didn't add the physically. It was more just taking care of myself, but it's at all levels. So physically,
nice.
And mentally, spiritually.
Yeah. Mentally, spiritually. Anything else? Mentally, spiritually, any other examples?
Emotionally.
Great. Great. So taking care of yourself physically and then taking care of yourself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Anybody else want to add something to that? Well, before I go into like giving you this really meaty tips, so if you haven't grabbed a pencil and paper, make sure you do. So my second question before I go into the tips are, what are some examples of putting first things first for yourself in terms of making more money or having more money? If we were to think of specific things in our life that we might do that are really important in terms of making and having more money, what are some ideas that just come up for you?
Just finding time to maybe pursue an idea, you know, a new business on the side.
Great. And that is a big, huge endeavor.
Yes, yes.
So
I guess it's easy to make excuses to push it off, but then hearing friends tell you you should consider it and
Great. So finding time to pursue a new business idea. Anything else in terms of making more money or having more money?
This is Kathleen. I guess what comes to mind for me is like listening to my heart.
Mm.
Where does my heart want to be? What do I really want to be doing?
Mm-hmm. And that comment is very near and dear to me, Kathleen, because I very much believe in that. Trying to make choices that are integrous with who we are as individuals and with what feels right for us, as opposed to just going out and doing something because we feel like we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. All right, I'm just going to go with these two for now. When I'm talking, as I present some of these ideas, be thinking about maybe these two examples and then some other ideas for yourself personally, what it means to these examples, you know, that haven't been shared that you really want to start living in your life as far as the important things. And even though the focus of today's call is put in kind of the framework of making more money and having more money. All of these concepts, I promise you, absolutely apply to our personal life. And that's the beauty in this. You know, I really believe the things that we do in our personal life, like creating more balance and time for ourselves, really impact our ability to make more money and to show up in a more creative and energized way in our life. So here we go. So what do we, you know, how do we begin putting first things first? I have four principles that I'm, well, actually five. I changed it to five. I have five principles that I'm going to share that will help you understand how to start putting first things first. Five principles. The first one is, this is so, I can't emphasize this one enough. The first one is the extent to which urgency dominates our careers and lives is the extent to which important things do not. So the extent to which urgency dominates our careers and life is the extent to which important things do not. And this is, have either of you, and I know we have a couple of other people on the call as well, maybe Allison and Kathleen, have you guys read the book, First Things First?
This is Kathleen. I read parts of it, but it was in the early 90s that I read it.
Okay.
I have not.
You have not. Okay. So this is something that's straight from the book. And Stephen Covey says, you know, what does this mean to us? If we are so busy focused on the urgent things in our lives, then we are not focusing time on the important things. And he says something that's also powerful that supports this. It's the urgent things that act upon us. So if we have, you know, shopping that we have to do for our kids, we need to get groceries, you know, somebody calls us up and we've made plans to do something with somebody, or, you know, a colleague has a problem, anything that happens in our life that's acting upon us that seems like it's urgent, it's easy to handle the urgent things because they act on us. They push upon us, right? And the important things often do not act upon us. You know, nothing's going to happen to us if we don't write that business plan or figure out how to start our new business, or, you know, if we don't make time to exercise today, nothing's going to happen to us, right? There are no immediate consequences usually. And so with urgent things, there are often immediate consequences. Maybe somebody gets upset. We feel the pressure. And so this is why it's so much easier to focus on the urgent things as opposed to the important things. And this is why at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, we can be left feeling frustrated at times that we haven't achieved the things that were important to us because they were not pushing against us and acting upon us. Important things require us to act upon them. And, you know, if we could just remember that, that is a real key to turtle. So the second thing is we have to make a plan in order to start putting first things first. And I'm going to give you some more details about that in the very kind of last piece of information that I'm going to share. So make a plan. The third principle is we have to constantly look ahead to see what the important things are so that we're acting on them now instead of later when they become urgent. So we have to look ahead And often, you know, many of us don't plan ahead. We're not looking ahead. And so obviously what's going to happen if we don't look ahead, that very thing that wasn't urgent is going to become urgent because we haven't planned our week around it. Let's say we have something scheduled for next week and we don't look ahead, and so we just keep going through this week, and then all of a sudden it's the beginning of next week, and all of a sudden this thing that's happening on Tuesday, we wake up Tuesday morning and realize, oh my gosh, I got to get that done, and then we feel pressure. Whereas that could have been solved by looking ahead at our schedule so that we can take care of that in advance. So we have to look ahead. The fourth principle is we have to get honest and acknowledge that what we're currently doing isn't working and commit every day to improving and getting better. Now, so we have to get honest. And many of my clients that I work with, this can be really difficult because what are the things that we normally do when something isn't working? Just throw some things out there. If our life isn't happening the way we want it to, ideally, what are kind of our default responses to that? How about blaming a situation or making an excuse or saying, oh, well, I'm just not good enough. I don't really have enough knowledge to start a business. I'm not really smart when it comes to my personal finances. I don't know how to manage my money. You know, I got all this credit card debt. It's not my fault, right? So we have to get honest and admit that what we're doing isn't working and take back control. And I'll share another tip that supports that when I get into the second section about how to really put first things first by creating a plan. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to share something about taking back responsibility. The fifth principle is we have to build our habits and our values and our goals around natural principles. When I first heard Stephen Covey mention this, I completely did not get it. I'm like, okay, what on earth, what is natural principles? Give me a break, you know, and how does this apply to me? Well, Stephen Covey suggests that when, you know, often in our lives we think that we are 100% in control and that things happen separate from other principles and other situations. So let me see if I can put this in a little bit more of an understandable way. You know, he suggests that if we align ourselves to natural principles, you know, that while we do maintain a high degree of control as far as how we choose our thoughts and how we approach our life, that we are going to create much more meaningful results and by aligning our goals to natural principles. So what are some natural principles? There's like the principle of, well, one that many of us have heard about recently is like this law of attraction. What we think about, we tend to attract, to put it in a very simple, basic way. We do know that our thoughts affect our feelings and how we act and how we feel, right? So you could think of that as a principle. If we think good thoughts, we're going to feel better about ourselves. Let me give you another example in terms of time management. If we're self-disciplined, if we create more discipline in our lives around these things that are important to us that we really want in our life, we are going to get more results. It's a principle. Whatever we focus on expands, okay? There's other principles, you know, that Stephen Covey mentions, like the principle of being being faithful to your partner and being honest and having a clear conscience when you're speaking to people. If when we integrate these principles of how we want to be in our life, then we create more effective results if we align our goals with a principle. So if I want to create more results in my business, then I align my goals with the principle of self-discipline that will help create those results. Any questions about those five principles that I've mentioned? Do they make sense? Okay, so the very last piece that I'm going to present in these last 5 minutes is putting first things first by creating a plan. And for some of us, you know, creating a plan sounds not very exciting. I believe in integrating a left brain approach and a right brain approach. I think that we're much more effective when we don't just approach something from a linear and not always just a creative approach. I think those are both effective approaches, but they're more effective when we blend them together. So that comes with creating a plan. I have 4 steps that I'm going to share with you as far as creating a plan, and these are big kind of juicy steps, so there's a lot to them, but I want to give you a guideline so you can start thinking about them. Step one is give yourself creative thinking time each week. Schedule it. Block it out. I have read so many success books about people that have created amazing businesses, multi-million businesses, that have created a lot of personal financial success for themselves by this very one simple principle. And actually, I said principle, you know, this does pertain to what I had just mentioned about a principle. If we set up time to think about these things that are important, then we are going to increase the chance, the likelihood that that's going to happen. So give yourself creative thinking time. What does that mean? You know, maybe block out an hour in your week, maybe just 30 minutes if that's all that you can start with, so that you have time to at least reflect upon the things that are really important to you in your life that you want to start you want to start seeing results from it. Creative thinking time, Napoleon Hill mentioned it in his book, Think and Grow Rich. He would say how he would come home in the evening and light a candle, and there's a whole process that I actually shared on a previous call that he would go through to problem solve. And there's another book out called The Power of Focus. It's written by Jack Canfield and a couple of other authors as well, and they talk about the power of taking, he uses one example of a man that attributed his multi-million dollar success to taking 8 hours a week, 8 hours, an entire day, to just engage in creative thinking time. There's another book called The Diamond Cutter, and this is a wonderful book on blending kind of a Middle Eastern approaches to creating financial success, and it's a very fascinating book. But he talks about having one day off each week, and it's more of a spiritual process as well as a reflective process for his business that he was involved with, and it was the diamond business. So engage in creative thinking time. Step two, real quickly, is during your creative thinking time, this is what you're going to do during your creative thinking time, is I want you to think about what your top 5 to 7 values are in your life. Now, when I say values, I'm talking about, like some of the things that you mentioned at the beginning of this call, your health. Many people, let me just give you some examples of values that people have shared with me. Marriage, family, career, spirituality, self-time, having fun. You know, think about the top 5 to 7 things that you really want to have as a part of your life, all right? And then the second thing to do during this creative thinking time is to identify just for now, start with some short-term goals that you have based on those values. So when I say short-term, I'm suggesting that you think about a three-month period. What are some of the things that you would like to achieve at the end of that three-month period based on these 5 to 7 values? The third is to block out time on your calendar to make some of these important things happen. Maybe it's something that you want as far as paying off your credit card debt or consolidating your credit card, to look at your calendar and decide, all right, I'm going to block out an hour and I'm going to make that happen. So we have to take our creative thought process and make it manifest in the very real world, and that's, you know, using a calendar or using a list. So that's step two of making these first things first happen. And the last two are, the step three is to create a list or use your calendar, but lists can be so effective. And if you have an important thing that you want to achieve during that day, put that on your list first. Give you a real big hint here. It sounds simple, but many of us do not do it. Whatever you set out to do first thing in the morning almost always gets done. So if you want to spend 30 minutes going for a run or 30 minutes thinking about your business, decide that you're going to do that first thing in the morning. And this integrates that principle of self-discipline too. The fourth thing that I want to leave you with is a couple of quotes. And these are quotes by a man named Dan Kennedy, and I think they're really powerful. They just kind of drive these concepts home. And I think you guys will enjoy them. The first one is, "No one who is good at making excuses is good at making money." So in other words, we have to give up on our excuses and our blaming and our judgment if we want to start making money through our personal finances and our decisions in our life, and also the results that we want in our personal life, like having a healthy lifestyle. We got to let go of those excuses. The second one is, successful people leave clues. If you wonder why it is that you're not living the life that you want, start looking at people who seem to be successful. You will almost always see that to some extent that they get a lot done. And many of them have used more self-discipline. They've also tapped into their creative energies. But just keep in mind, successful people leave clues and make a habit of trying to meet more successful people. The third and last one is, this is once again by Dan Kennedy, and he says, "It never ceases to amaze me how many people focus their time, energy, and resources on everything but the few things to in their business that have to do with making money." So the same, let me just read that one more time. "It never ceases to amaze me how many people focus their time, energy, and resources on everything but the few vital things to their business that have to do with making money." So if you want to take these principles and use them to make more money or to keep more money in your life and also achieve your personal goals, think about, what are the things that I could start doing that would really create the results I want? Is it the certain income I want? What can I do? I need to start spending my time doing those things. So I'm going to end there. I have a lot more that I could say. Are there any questions or anything that that anyone would like to add, like thoughts that this brought up for them?
Well, this is Kathleen. I guess I was curious as to know, I didn't catch, was it Dan Kennedy who gave the first quote you gave?
Yes, actually, yes, it was.
Okay. I really love that one.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I do too. And just listen to, we're all human, so, you know, listen to yourself next time when something doesn't happen the way you want, and we will automatically hear our mind come up with all these excuses why it wouldn't work, you know? And he's mm-hmm. suggesting successful people quit doing that. They just don't do that, you know? So I'm glad you enjoyed that. That one really resonated with me too. So we're a little bit over time, and I'm going to have to go ahead and end, but please, if you have any thoughts that you want to share, don't hesitate to email me. I also record these calls, so I will be sending out a link to the recording tomorrow. So if you want to go to my follow that link on the email, you can download this from my website so you can listen to it again. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Leslie.
You bet. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You too.